FM 90.3 WJTL, We the Kingdom, Miracle Power for King and Country and Jordan Sparks. Love me like I am. Happy Thursday at 7:03.
Hey, good morning, friends. Thanks for tuning in this morning on this Thursday. You can listen. Lisa Landis is going to play your requests and dedications tomorrow at 5. Listen for your cue to call. You can email Lisa at WJTL.com or post your requests on Facebook each Friday afternoon for the Friday Requests and Dedication Hour here at 5 on WJTL.
This morning, our friend Lanny Millett is with us. He is a board member and this time a director for Promise Players. Good morning to you, Lanny.
Well, good morning. It's
so
great to be here.
Have you here. Anybody you want to give a shout out to?
Oh, I'd love to say good morning to my wife, Debbie, and to my grandchildren, Everly and Owen, and to all the Promise Players folks that support this great ministry.
Love seeing your grandkids at Slugs and Bugs. That was so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
Love your shirt. That's new. Promise Players shirt. You guys are moving up in the world.
Right. And on the back, it says Dosed with the Ghost. And that has something to do with the play that we're doing
Very
this fall.
Cool.
Well, first, tell us about Promise Players.
Well, Promise Players is a Christian community theater organization. And our belief is that we should be presenting plays that really take on the challenges and the issues of life. So we don't do just scripture. I mean, scripture is a part of all that we do, but it's everyday life situations and how a Christian would respond in those situations.
Yeah, that's cool. So what's the show you have coming
up? Well, it's called Life, Death, and Two Strips of Bacon.
I love it.
And it really does take on life and death, and it's set in a diner, so that's the two strips of bacon.
Gotcha,
the two strips of bacon. So is this a popular show, or did somebody write this?
No, this would be off of Drama Share, which is a great source for low-budget theater groups, but that we found some pretty special plays on this resource.
So what's the gist of the show?
Okay, the gist is that this small town, Mapleton, had an accident 25 years ago. A bus went off an icy bridge and killed almost the entire wrestling team. And everybody in the town was affected by it, but somehow they have come together through faith, and they have dealt with this in a very positive way so that the town has high school spirit and love each other and walk each other through things to the point that the main issue right now is that somebody wants to put a nativity in the town square and somebody else doesn't think it should be there because of separation of church and state.
Right.
So that's the big issue. And we're setting this diner and the waitresses to pass the time try to convince you to order something unconventional, like putting peanut butter on your hamburger.
Oh.
Yeah, that kind of thing. Okay?
I'm trying to think if I would try that. Would you try?
It's extra protein, but other than that, I don't think I would.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, most of the things that they offer, you probably wouldn't want to try.
Right.
But then that's the comedic relief in it because it does get really heavy. There is another bus accident. It's now 25 years later. Mm. The church youth group, it's very similar to what happened here. The church youth group was coming home from a retreat. They were driving late at night and they went off the road.
Wow.
The bus driver and 8 of the kids are dead. 18 are in the hospital. So here we are 25 years later having to deal with the same thing. And there's a cook who has a very lousy attitude toward life, whose best friend was the bus driver. So in the play, what happens is, how do we help him deal with this when he does not have the Lord? And there are some in the cast who do have the Lord who work with him. And it's just how that all gets worked out.
Wow. Sounds super interesting. Life, Death, and Two Strips of Bacon. When can folks come and see it?
Well, we'll be opening next Friday, the 4th of November. We'll do shows in the evening at 7:30 on Friday, Saturday, and then Thursday, Friday, Saturday of the next weekend. Then we'll have 2:30 matinees on the Saturdays, and we will have 5 o'clock matinees on the Sundays because the place where we do it now has a second service.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So where can folks get tickets?
Well, you can go to the website of Promise Players. Just put that in.
PromisePlayers.org.
Right. Or you can go to Eventbrite and put in Promise Players, and it will come up, and you can make your reservation right there.
Very cool. And so it's going to be happening where?
At the Lampeter Church of the Brethren.
So where you guys always have it.
We're back home.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And look at this. You guys have a QR code on your little paper.
How about that?
Not only T-shirts, but now QR codes. I am impressed. Coming up November 4th through the 6th and 10th through the 13th at Lampeter Church of the Brethren, Life, Death, and Two Strips of Bacon. Check it out online, promiseplayers.org, or go to Eventbrite, type in Promise Players. Coming up, we're going to talk about Lanny, because I know, Lanny, you always have a ministry that you guys support. We'll talk about that. We'll find out more about the show on the way. Also, music on the way, Matt Carney, Striper, and more.